New updates on the coronavirus outbreak. Hear why health officials believe the virus may now be capable of spreading beyond our own plane of existence. And later, if you're too scared to go out to the store to buy hand sanitizer, don't worry. We'll show you how to make your own at home that tastes just like the real thing. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. If you meant to tune into a podcast called The Tropical or The Topic, you're in the wrong place. But if not, then stay with us. Troubling news today after the World Health Organization warned that outbreaks in Victorian England have confirmed that the coronavirus is capable of spreading through time. Here to discuss this development is OPR's Alan Potts, who is not our health correspondent or anything. He just has the right tone of voice for this story. Alan, welcome.
Glad to be here.
So what do we know about these outbreaks so far?
Well, the announcement comes after time-traveling officials confirmed that an 8-year-old chimney sweep from 1860s London has tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. Just listen to the statement made by World Health Organization officials.
We have received confirmation from several Victorian physicians that the soot-covered ragamuffin symptoms were in fact consistent with coronavirus. It's unclear how he contracted the virus, but this disease transmission across space and time signals a new phase in the coronavirus epidemic. Preliminary efforts to treat the boy with amputation and bloodletting have so far proved unsuccessful, and he remains, or remained, he's in critical condition.
That's terrifying. What can people do to protect themselves?
Containment is crucial. Health officials have already issued a time travel advisory to anyone visiting eras before the invention of antiviral medication and are urging anyone born after the year 1837 to wash their hands after throwing their chamber pots full of human feces into the street. Hmm. The importance of following these measures cannot be overstated. Just listen to this Victorian child who was infected in the outbreak.
Excuse me, mister. Got a spare handkerchief to blow me nose in?
Sorry, I don't.
Dime you will. I just nose it. Sorry to bother.
Wow, that's terrible. But how exactly does the virus spread through the space-time continuum?
Scientists are still hard at work trying to figure that out.
Bless you. And Alan, what's the worst-case scenario here? What effects could the coronavirus have if it were to, say, make its way into the deeper past?
That is definitely a concern, because what we're realizing here is that no one in any time period is truly safe. We're just now getting reports that the virus has already caused Rome to fall 200 years ahead of schedule. It has absolutely wiped out everyone who had been able to survive the plague, and even the baby Jesus is being treated in the old city of Jerusalem for symptoms. So unless we develop a vaccine soon, there's no telling how far this will go.
Well, that brings up an interesting question. Are health officials worried about any potential butterfly effects from tampering with the past?
That is something they're taking into consideration, but so far, humanity is still here, so health experts are hopeful that they can get people, both past and present, the treatment they need without any major ramifications.
That's good to know. But let me ask you something else. A lot of people have been wondering
Leslie?
About this.
Oh no, what's happening?
What do you mean, Alan?
Oh my god, no!
What are you talking about?
You're flickering in and out of existence! Leslie!
What's happening?
Leslie!
Oh, that was weird. Probably best not to worry about it.
Yeah.
That's OPR's Alan Potts. According to AARP, the average cost for a hearing aid is about $2,300. But what if you can't afford one, or your insurance doesn't cover it? Well, Miracle-Ear has just announced that it'll be releasing a new version of their hearing aids for free. So what's the catch? OPR's Jenna Resnick has the story.
New golden age from L'Oreal.
Oh! I hear it. I hear it.
And visibly fine sagging.
It's healthy, rosy, very flattering.
I'm here at Miracle-Ear's headquarters in Minneapolis, and that L'Oreal commercial is the first thing that 74-year-old Nora Baker has heard clearly in decades. Nora has severe hearing loss, and she is one of the first to receive Miracle-Ear's new hearing aid, the EarSpot Free.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
We love you, Grandma.
I'm sorry, what was that, dear?
With the EarSpot Free, users can enjoy crisp, crystal-clear audio, while short commercials that run anywhere from 10 seconds to a minute long play every 5 minutes directly into their ear canal. And because the hearing aid is 100% supported through in-ear advertisements, it costs the user absolutely nothing.
And Nora, how are you enjoying—
Just a minute, dearie. I can't hear you over Pepsi. Okay, what's that?
How are you liking the hearing aids?
Oh, it's like a miracle. They've given me my life back. I can't tell you how grateful I am. It's like they say, there are some things money can't buy, But for everything else, there's MasterCard.
With a long wait list for the cost-friendly hearing aid, Nora was lucky to get in early, mostly because she's in the market for a new car. Another customer lucky enough to score an ear spot free is 65-year-old Dale Stitt. But the free service didn't come without some hiccups.
I'll admit, at first it was driving me crazy. Meow, 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 meow. And I don't even own a cat. But then one day, I was talking to my neighbor about how I need a new lawnmower, and suddenly, I started getting John Deere ads. Oh, here's one now! They're still a little loud, but hey, free is free!
And smarter ad targeting is just the beginning. For those who find the ad experience to be a little too intrusive, Miracle-Ear announced that it's developing a new version of its hearing aid that, once surgically implanted into the customer's cochlea, will be able to transmit advertisements subliminally straight to the user's subconscious. Sounds like the future of affordable hearing may be here sooner than we think. For OPR, I'm Jenna Resnick.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, pal, I've got more news in my one little pinky finger than you've got in your whole damn newspaper, and I'll prove it. Here's what else you need to know today. Marine biologists from the University of Rhode Island released an encouraging new report today projecting the oceans will be a nice simmering seafood bisque by as early as 2040. Researchers are calling these projections, quote, absolutely delicious, but are also warning that the planet may not have the proper supply of bread bowls to withstand the change in stew levels. And in Washington, Congress is attempting to streamline the 2021 budget. Congressional members are hopeful that by steering $984 billion into a new money-burning program, they'll be able to more efficiently waste taxpayer dollars. And finally, that's the sound of your father unleashing a haunting moan of satisfaction upon descending into a hot tub. He reportedly found the experience so relaxing that he could, quote, fall asleep in here. Well, that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. We know you love to listen to The Topical every single day, but we want to know what's something else you do every single day of your life. Find us on Apple Podcasts and let us know in the reviews. And while you're there, don't forget to like and subscribe to The Topical. It's really the least you could do. We'll see you tomorrow.